We had to go through the process again of creating new lives. When that happened, two more female lives were created again.
You use the term creating lives. Not everyone believes that embryos are lives. Why do you believe that you've already created a life?
Well, I've always believed that life begins at conception. How else would I define what two embryos are that happen to be female? I can't say that these are female property. These are lives, and they're on a journey and a pathway to being born.
Here's the crux of the matter. You want to use those two frozen embryos. She does not want to use those two frozen embryos. And some people online have suggested that you're doing this to stick it to Sophia somehow, that you're not quite over her, and you're doing this to sort of hang on.
I've always said I'm very super happy that she's now found somebody that she loves and wants to move forward. She's moved forward with her life. I've moved forward with my life. These are, unfortunately, we've left these two embryos behind.
What can be done? I mean, Sophia has said that she's comfortable keeping them frozen forever.
Well, frozen forever, I don't even know what that really means. Is that, you know, one day they won't be able to be usable. They may, you know, ultimately die. And that's sort of destroying two lives that we've created. I've always wanted children. I've always wanted to be a father. I didn't create lives, you know, lightly. This was very, very important to me, you know, to the point where when we thought when we created these lives, and we were going to put them into a surrogate, we were coming up with names for our children. And so to do anything besides continue their journey towards life and through birth, you know, to me is tantamount to destruction.
There are people, though, who question your motives and who question what you're doing. I see this a lot. There are a lot of people out there who say, you are a good-looking guy. You're a catch. Move on. Go find love in your life.
Hopefully one day I'll meet somebody will fall in love and have a child, but that doesn't mean I should just give up the two lives that I've created.
But if you fell in love with somebody right now and you started a relationship, would all this be over? Would you let those embryos go?
No, unfortunately, again, their lives I've created. I mean, somebody would have to accept me that I have two other children, no different if I had two children that were born.
Wow, so you plan to have these regardless of what, I mean, you would like to, if you can win this lawsuit, have these regardless of what happens in your future.
Right, I mean, these are, you know, again, these are lives that have already been created. I can't see any other way.
If you lose, then what does your life look like?
Well, you know, unfortunately, if we lose, then, you know, two lives will be destroyed, I'll be torn apart, it'll be horrible.